Okay, Ampere. Something about this. You know, especially us Westerners, we came from a very materialistic civilization. And with that, I mean not only a civilization that is preoccupied with gathering material things, but one that is pervaded with the assumption that the material world is the reality and the only reality. So then when we started realizing that there is a soul here and a God behind it all, well, to some it was even hard to grasp and accept and understand, because how can you know there is a soul? How can you, you know, you can't measure it, you can't detect it, see it. So it became to many a kind of philosophical conviction, if you will. We've got a philosophy that is the truth. And then we were given a whole lot of things to do. There were artis and pujas and kirtans and samskaras and rules and regulations and dress codes and festivals and fasting and we wanted to be good disciples and devotees, so we got into action. performing bhakti yoga. And Krishna conscious activities. Now, if we look at the ways of bhakti, they start with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Balasevanam. Speaking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, remembering Krishna. And Krishna consciousness is about that. Being conscious of Krishna always. As Prabhupada said, the most important principle. Someone came and said, the only thing you need to do is to think of Krishna. And some may have thought, thinking, that's just nothing substantial. Look here, I'm doing real work. Thoughts are just in the mind, and what is that? So again, we might just being who we were accustomed to, seeing this external world as substantial, as real. Have thoughts that this is where Krishna consciousness is going on. And that inner world, well, the mind and the thoughts and what's going on in there. We learned as we grew up, it's nothing really. Or just something intangible. That doesn't matter much. But we got that wrong in that case. Because that's what matters the most. It's inside that everything is going on. And out there is the world of Maya, of a dreamy illusion. Now, as long as you think that dream is real, you can use it, you can act in that too. Serving God, serving Krishna. But then we should remember that the purpose of such activities is to help us remember and be aware of Krishna all the time.